This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. It is October the 19th, and I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to everybody out there. From, of course, the military, the veterans, the EMS, the firefighters, the police, the hospital and EMS room workers, the 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the Coast Guard, and everybody that's out there helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget also about the fact that everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, we certainly appreciate everything that you're doing to keep America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook by simply going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And don't forget, while you're there, we're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can follow us by going to our website as well. The website, of course, is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And if you can't hear us any other way, that's one way that you can, in fact, hear us. So give it a try and see what happens. Meantime, here is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, back, hour number two. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, we are going to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And let's not forget the fact that our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we are going to remind you about it, those two words. Under God, those two words, under God, and don't forget that. All right, Kyle.
Exactly right, Captain. Well, you know something? Here we are at the top of hour number two. A lot of people are just joining us here on the program, and once again, Captain, we've got something lined up for you here as it's October the 19th now. right. Happy birthday, Captain.
Oh, boy.
That's Paul McCartney, by the way, live. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was live. When was that done? It was a while back, I remember.
Yeah, I think it was a while back, but a lot of energy to that. Classic Beatles tune, and, of course, Paul McCartney going strong there.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, folks, let's get cranked up again here, Kyle, because just when you thought you couldn't do anything to help God and country, Terry McAuliffe goes and steps in it just like Kamala Harris did. Maybe the same situation, but unfortunately for Terry, he posted pictures of himself campaigning in a church while they were having a church service. They allowed him to speak, campaigning in a church, which is a clear violation of the Johnson Act.
Well, certainly, Captain. And, you know, it's one thing for Kamala Harris to make a video because, as Jonathan Turley was correctly pointing out earlier, churches could say, or the White House could say, I should say, the White House could say, well, we didn't know the churches were going to play the video in the church, but of course it looked like it was fine-tuned to be played in the church, so that's one thing. But also, here's Terry McAuliffe actually going personally to the church and campaigning there. Yes, this is all, it's all bad, and they all have got their hands in this, and the American people know better.
By the way, we've got our buddy Steve in Thailand chiming in, wishing me happy birthday. So I haven't heard from him in a while.
That's right. That's right. He says, wishing you many, many more. Steve in Thailand.
And
absolutely.
Cousin Vinny.
That's right. There he is. Cousin Vinny. Happy birthday, Captain.
Yeah, and Flip just chimed in, too. So there you go. So we got the whole gang chiming in here. Hail, the gang's all here, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, McAuliffe is in trouble if they want to pursue it. We'll see. If I was a Republican challenger, which, by the way, they keep bringing in all these heavy hitters from the Democrats because they know they're in trouble. But if I was a Republican challenger, I would file a complaint for the FEC. They got pictures of him this time. He actually took videos.
Well, sure. Now, I know, Captain, I think the mindset of Harris and McAuliffe and the Democrat Party elite is, well, we'll do this. We know it's wrong. But, you know, by the time anybody squawks about it, the damage will be done and we'll be ahead. That's what they think.
All righty, we'll hold that thought because here comes Radar Love taking us out here. We'll be right back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We've got lots more stuff to be talking about here. And, of course, the Radar Love song is thumping on in the background there. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600. And tell us, what's on your mind?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell's company. And by the way, if you're concerned about Christmas, concerned about getting some products, and you want to buy America and not buy from wherever over in Southeast Asia, China, or wherever else these products are coming from that are stuck on these ships, how about checking out Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com? Now, I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix here because, Kyle, they've got all kinds of stuff there that would make some really neat Christmas gifts. It's not just about the pillows, is it?
No, it's not. And there's all kinds of different things, and especially if you go take a look at the radio listener specials, and don't forget to use the promo code CAPTAIN, of course, but, you know, from the towel sets. Now, who doesn't want a great towel set for Christmas, for one thing, especially a MyPillow towel set, and the slippers. Captain, you have the slippers. They are so comfortable. And
I walked out the door the other day with the slippers on. Forgot to put my shoes on, and I did what I had to do with the slippers. Then I came back and went, oops.
Exactly. Yeah, so you don't want to get slippers from, you know, just your run-of-the-mill department store kind of thing or that sort of thing. But you can get them from MyPillow, and they'll be the most comfortable slippers you ever purchase. And, of course, the Giza sheets. I have the Giza sheets along with the MyPillow.
Me too.
And I'm telling you, it's really something. It's really, yep. Really from the Giza plateau there, or the Giza area of Egypt, and that's why they call them the Giza sheets.
Yeah, and if you got a back problem, the MyPillow topper is really something too, where you put that on your mattress, and it's like an extra 6 inches of foam and whatnot, the memory foam type stuff. It's really comfortable.
Yes, exactly. And if you're talking about wanting to keep warm when the weather's turning into winter now, MyPillow bathrobes.
Oh, yeah. Now, folks, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code CAPTAIN, or you can call them. If you don't want to go to the website, you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them that call. Promo code CAPTAIN. Get whatever you want. MyPillow.com, the website. All righty. Well, Kyle, we're going to switch our gears here and move over to our next little topic. Joy Reid. The gift that keeps on giving. I call her Joyless Reed. because she came out and chastised the Attorney General Merrick Garland. She said he's protecting Trump and his supporters from prosecution. What? What?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if suddenly, you know, we're in some sort of weird universe or something where Merrick Garland is now trying to protect Donald Trump. Yeah, that just doesn't make sense. Well, she seems to feel that any attorney general simply just won't go after Trump or this kind of thing. But, you know, I don't know why she's saying this the way that she's saying it. Maybe she's just very frustrated.
Yeah, maybe. Now, Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, I mean, I was going to call him Butthead, Buttigieg, has stunned his critics by claiming, you ready?
Yeah.
The supply chain failure is a result of President Biden's successes.
I heard that earlier.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I heard that earlier, Captain, and I thought, that is actually...
I thought he was stoned when he said it.
Well, but he gets extra points, and I'm giving the Secretary extra points because this sounds like it could very well come from the Soviet Union back in the day because
yeah.
It was so blatantly wrong and messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, folks, we're going to tell you at the bottom of the hour how conservatives can fight the radical left. We're going to take one whole segment at the bottom of the hour. We're going to devote that to how we can fight these insidious radical left people that are out there and how we can beat them at their own game. And I got some ideas on that. Kyle does, too. And we're going to lay them out on you. Now, Jen Psaki was grilled on China's hypersonic nuclear missile reports about what happened there with the missile they launched that flew around the world and all that stuff, and then came down and missed his target by 25 miles, but close enough, I guess, right?
Right, right.
So she didn't know what to say.
Well, exactly. I think that I don't understand why they're not really at least appearing to take a lot of these things of what China's up to very seriously. And it does beg the question, all these different things we know about Joe Biden or Hunter Biden and all those things. But China is playing for keeps. They're not playing to a stalemate. They're not interested in sharing the rest of the world. This is the Chinese Communist Party we're talking about. Because they do have the opinion that I think goes back a very long time, that they are really supposed to be sort of in charge of everything, and this new hypersonic missile can catch us by surprise, very, very much so.
Yeah, and thank you, Patty, for wishing me a happy birthday. You got to check with Zuli here at the radio station. She's the one that's got those pictures. Okay, so there you go. Now, back to the drawing board here. In case you missed it, folks, Joe Biden's federal employee vaccine mandate only applies to the executive branch of government, not anybody in the Congress, nor their staffs, or the judiciary.
Yeah, isn't that something? This is, again, here we go again with the Congress is always exempt one way or another.
I've been telling people that for years.
Yeah.
I guess they don't believe it.
Well, exactly. Well, of course, Nancy Pelosi likes to have some of her own mask mandates and these kinds of things. But it is quite interesting that Biden is leaving that out.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is this Alveda King spoke up yesterday, and she said that CRT won't stop racism, but the Texas Abortion Act just might.
That's right. And she talks about this. Of course, it went into effect at least on September 1st, various challenges, and now we'll go see what happens in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, because that's going to the Supreme Court in a hurry right now.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know when they're going to hear the case, but it sounds like as if it's coming real soon. By the way, Apple apparently bowed to communist China and removed the Koran app on Apple. What they had there. And the Bible app was withdrawn, too. Isn't that nice?
Well, China, the Chinese Communist Party, and it's important to make that distinction, that the authoritarian Chinese government has always been very, very hostile to the church. And I think that there's been many underground Christian churches, of course, in China for a very long time, people interested and finding out about the church and the Bible, but they have been cracking down on that in recent times, especially hard, and it's going to get harder and harder to practice religion of any kind, it would seem, in China. We've seen what they've done to the Uyghurs, which is a sect, I believe, of Islam.
Yeah.
But even so, they just don't seem to care about these rights that we enjoy.
Now, actor Morgan Freeman, who is a Democrat, I want to lay that out there first, has spurned defunding the police, saying that most of them are guys that are just doing their job. And that's true.
Well, of course. Now, of course, Morgan Freeman, you know, is from a different, is an older generation. And I seem to find, Captain, in my travels that people, as you rightly said, I think he is a Democrat.
I know he is.
And that's okay. You see, you find people that may have some different ideas or have a different approach.
Yeah.
But it seems to me that, especially in his generation and in the generations that followed, you have people that say, hey, you know, we're messing things up, doing what we're doing.
Now, let me talk about one of your neighbors out there, Democrat Maxine Waters. You know who she is, right?
Well, of course.
That's your neighborhood congressman, not very far away from you. She shelled out a whopping amount of undisclosed cash, and gave it to her own daughter. Now, the daughter isn't on the campaign. Is this legal?
Well, yeah, that's a good question, because it will, I'm sure, be spun different ways and so forth. But again, I think a lot of times people think that they can simply just get away with stuff.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Well, right, and no matter the optics. And of course, she figured she got away with telling people to get in people's faces, and now she can do this.
And guess what Joe Biden is going to do today?
What's that?
He's going to be meeting with some House moderates and progressives today as the Democrats are struggling to reach a reconciliation deal. Told you.
Well, sure.
Told you.
This goes back, the genesis of this, it goes back, of course, to simply sort of caving in to the so-called progressives, especially back during the summer of riots and so forth. They never stood up. They never said, this is wrong. They never said, you're not going to control the party the way that you are on your way to doing, and now they're doing it.
Now, there are some people who are going to be upset about this, but it's what happened or what was involved is different. The Supreme Court tossed two qualified immunity cases yesterday.
That's right. They made those decisions, but evidently it has to do with the shielding that police have for being sued.
Right. You got it. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back, and we're going to tell you about the insidious radical left and how we can fight it and win. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back with more at Kyle Warren 2.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Current and former Southwest Airlines staff have gathered outside the company's headquarters in Dallas, Texas, to call on the airline to ditch its vaccine mandate. One pilot taking part in the protest said that the airline must stop its medical tyranny.
Fairly well known that our CEO is trying to mandate the vaccine for all the employees, and this is just all of the employee groups represented here today, whether there's flight ops, ground ops, Provo, anyone that has any department with Southwest is out here.
On Monday, hundreds of demonstrators convened at Southwest Airlines headquarters in Dallas. The White House on Monday confirmed video footage of President Joe Biden walking in a restaurant in Washington is authentic,
but downplayed what happened. I think what you are referring to is a photo of them walking out of a restaurant after they had eaten, mask in hand, where they had not yet put them back on yet. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com. Case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha, God bless America. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They are currently the second largest personal insurer in the country, and they insure over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, keep in mind that the Geico website or your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own. The car you drive, the truck you drive, maybe you've got a motorcycle, ATV, or boat, or an RV. They can insure all of those too. And where you save the money is when you bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance or condo insurance into the mix. That's when you save money. You get it all done in one place, and I've been doing it for 18 years, and it saved me money every single year. And by the way, once you get with them, you're a safe driver, guess what? 10% discount every year, safe driver discount. So check them out. Not that many companies are doing that anymore. All they want to do is jack your rates, but Geico has been very fair with me, and I certainly appreciate all the stuff that they've been doing. And it's a great thing, great thing. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, make no mistake about it, the left is destroying America. The tyranny, the insidiousness of the radical left, the squad, just about anybody you want to talk about, all they want to do is tear down America. And I'll give you some examples. You ready?
Uh-huh.
They want to expand government at the expense of individual rights. That's something you've been trying to do for a while. They want to replace free speech with political correctness. Be careful what you say. They want to destroy the American economy by redistributing income with this guaranteed income crap, which is what they're trying to do, right?
Right.
They want to open the borders to Stone Age people who want to kill us, like the Taliban. We have no idea who's come into this country from Afghanistan.
Not at all, yeah.
And by the way, we found out about the secret flights that flew into New York over the last few weeks, and nobody knows who was on those flights either.
Exactly.
Came from Afghanistan, I might add. Now, reversing the achievements of the civil rights movement by dividing the nation into racial and ethnic enclaves under the guise of diversity and social justice is another way they're trying to divide us.
That's true.
They also want to force college students to accept the left's racist agenda.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And the radical American left and its senior partners, the Democratic Party and the mainstream media, want to turn the United States into Venezuela.
Yeah. Well, and we saw what happened there. That's right.
Yeah, that worked out real good, didn't it?
Yeah.
Now, progressivism, democratic socialism, social activism, and more, these are the deceptive labels they use. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Are there any more?
We talked about progressives and this kind of stuff. Yeah, well, they use a lot of different guises, but it always kind of comes down to the same thing.
Well, the Marxist ideology, being persuasive into American society, and they're trying to convince us with the culture, our schools, the press, the corporations, Hollywood, the Democratic Party, the Biden presidency, and of course, the psychology, the tactics of these movements, the widespread brainwashings of students, and that's exactly what they're doing, the anti-American purposes of critical race theory, and the New Green Deal, there's another good one, and the escalation of repression and censorship to silence oppressing opposing voices and enforce conformity. These are all the things that they're trying to do.
Well, sure. Yeah, and because they know that by having this kind of full court press, they think it is going to be successful because they've seen some variations of these things in history.
So the counter-revolution to the American Revolution is currently in full force, and it can no longer be dismissed or ignored because it's devouring our society and our culture, swirling around our everyday lives and in our politics, our schools, our media and entertainment every time you turn around.
Well, that's right. The whole idea is to keep everybody at each other's throats for one reason or another, because chaos benefits their idea that they can try to collapse the system, as it were, so that they can put something else in its place.
And one of the things that you and I will do, and our colleagues will do, our conservative commentators, not only on this radio station and this network and other stations around the country, and you know who they are, you know who the conservative hosts are, we're going to stand up. We're going to rally everyday Americans to defend our liberty. And we're not going to go anywhere. By the way, that scares the hell out of the far left.
Well, that's right, because, again, they can't compete with the ideas.
Nope.
That's why they have to suppress ideas.
They're trying to remake America, and we're making America. All we're doing is taking the things that America was founded on and reminding everybody what we're all about. By the way, the left, the far left extremists, by the way, they're trying to identify and cloak themselves now saying, well, look, we're not as far away as you are. We have conservative values. We believe in the Constitution. Yeah, you want to remake it, but you believe in it.
Well, right. Well, one of the big fundamental differences is that they really truly believe that some kind of cadre gets together and decides mm-hmm. what rights you have. Very different mm-hmm. from our founding documents. Our rights come from the Creator. That's an entirely different viewpoint of the legitimacy of the rights that we hold dear, as opposed to someone who says, you can have this right today, but tomorrow, maybe not.
So one of the ways that we can fight this is exactly what we're seeing going on in our schools right now in Loudoun County, Virginia.
That's right.
Is to stand up, is to protest, is to go to these meetings. Critical race theory has no place in our schools, period. And then begin to spread across America, including protesting the mandated vaccines for our kids, the fundamental issue of whether or not parents have a say in what their kids are being taught. Now, whoever comes up with that and says, well, they don't have anything to say because the school determines that. No, 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 no. The parents. the parents.
Well, exactly. I mean, that is at the very heart of self-governance.
You bet it is.
Yeah, I mean, but so for them to come out and say things like that, it now is just that it's like the veil has just been torn away. There's no pretending anymore about what they what their designs are on the young people, on the children.
Now, you've heard about boycotts before, right? Where they talk about boycotting this company, boycotting that company.
Yep.
Well, if we as conservatives want to survive, we need to boycott. That's B-U-Y-C-O-T-T, boycott the companies that promote conservative values that are with us. We need to buy from them and not these places that wanted to do our country and that want to bring down the demise of all of us.
Well, sure. Yeah, that's a great way. You can vote with your dollars.
And that's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Because guess what? The Democrats have been doing that for years.
Well, sure. And especially when they organize some kind of boycott against somebody or take your business away in this regard or now the newest cancel culture.
Yeah. And the power of protest is equally important. The political right can learn a thing or two from the liberals who successfully pressure corporations to enact politically motivated policies like the left-wing activists that influenced the Major League Baseball game to move the All-Star game. Right-wing activists must do the same thing to Hollywood and say, look, we're not going to come watch your movies anymore till you people wake the freak up here. We're not going to watch your movies. Who are you going to sell them to? Good luck.
Well, right. Well, we've seen, you know, there are a lot of shows that seem to tank pretty bad because they've gone woke. Or movies, big tentpole-type movies like Terminator, the latest Terminator one, that just really went down.
And the other thing is participation in local politics is powerful. It is the way to start things out. Get control of the local politics, then go statewide, then go national. That's the way to do it. We've got to get control of these school districts at the local level, these county legislatures, these mayoralships, and these blue cities. We can do all of this if we just show them what works. And by the way, we know what works because we've been there. We've done that. These other people are trying to change things from the way they were. And does anybody other than me forget the fact that gasoline was $1.89 a gallon on January 20th, 2021, right here in my backyard?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And today it's $3.15 a gallon.
Yep.
All right, here comes the music. When we come back, more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And those are your marching orders, folks. Those are your marching orders. I'm going to bring it up again with Ron Edwards in hour number four. And we'll see how that all plays out. Don't go anywhere. We are going to come right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Boostar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Boostar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Boostar in the first aid section. Feel Boostar work fast or your money back.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe. And keep it between the lines.
All right. Thank you very much, Donna. Don up there in Carrollton, Georgia, where, by the way, you can find out about them by going to their website, cowboylogic.us. That's cowboylogic.us. Okay, this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. We're going to tell you about them right after we play this here song that I'm going to dedicate to LJ because she likes this program or this song. So here you go, LJ.
Mm-hmm.
Miles, Black Velvet. And that's the most requested song we've had on the program. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, a lot of years on the radio here, and that song definitely has got to be the top of the list.
Absolutely. Yeah. That is a classic.
Yep. Okay, now we are going to take a look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we got that system hanging right on the west coast of California, and let's see, Oregon and Washington State, and I see a lot of bad weather coming your way.
That's exactly right, Captain. As we're looking towards the middle of this week, Wednesday, we're going to start to see these rain patterns and storms come through, especially in the Pacific Northwest. This is going to hit around the Bay Area of San Francisco, stretch all the way up through Seattle and up on into Canada as well. But yes, we're going to see the rain begin, for example, in Seattle, and then continue for several days thereafter. So it will be a deluge of sorts. Right now, of course, we've got wind advisories along the I-5 corridor there in Northern California, heading up through Medford, Oregon. Also wind advisory over on 395 near Lakeview as well, also dipping down into Northern California, so be advised of that. Wyoming, of course, got winter storm warnings all around Casper, also heading over towards Lander as well, so be careful coming across I-80. For sure, up near Cody as well, winter weather advisory going on there. Winter weather advisory near Salt Lake City up towards Logan, and also as you head east on over into Wyoming on I-80, as you head towards Rock Springs, winter weather advisory there. Also, Nan Craig, Colorado, winter weather advisory tonight, and then fire weather warning actually in the southeastern corner of Colorado. So a little bit of contrast there, but wherever you are, be careful of those high winds out there, especially when you have the low humidity and wind gusts along the I-25 corridor south of Denver.
Yeah, and for you guys and gals that are coming up out of Salt Lake City, coming up 15 and then I-80 into Wyoming, when you come right into Wyoming, you're going to have a lot of snow. Just a general snow, but when you get in the mountains now, if you're going up 25 Casper up into Wyoming, north to Cheyenne, you are going to be in feet of snow. They're going to measure it in feet, so be advised, be careful, and across the central part of Wyoming tonight is going to be really, really interesting. All right, well, the weather isn't all that bad, really, in the east coast of the United States. We do have some unsettled weather right now, which is in the mountains of Virginia and West Virginia and North Carolina, where we've got some windy conditions. We could get some rain, but we'll see what happens there. And also down here in Florida, over in the east coast, between West Palm Beach, Lake Okeechobee, on up towards Daytona, we do have some showers, scattered showers in there. Now, Kyle, the pilot and Flying J, we want everybody to make sure that if you're not a member of the Drivers Club, you become a member of the Drivers Club. And if you're an RVer, okay, they've got an RV club too, don't they?
They do, as a matter of fact, and they have special amenities for RVs, including the sanitary dump and other things and special fueling lanes.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, and happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Okay, and we appreciate that. All right, and now Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, we lost Colin Powell yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
Well, you know, he was certainly a servant in various ways through the military. And the military gave him and gave us a lot of candidness and a lot of, I would say, valor when it came to how we necessarily approached conflicts around the world, whether they ended up being kind of a diplomatic conflict or a military conflict. But let's also, too, not forget that there was an email scandal that happened with him, too. Do anybody remember that one?
I do.
Yeah.
It came up during his confirmation.
that he was using a private email account, mm-hmm. and later on, he decided he was leaving the Republican Party because of Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I find some disloyalty in that, not to Trump, but to the party. So in his most recent years, I came to, let's say I was not as enamored with him as I had previously been at, you know, when he was serving three presidents.
I will always remember his military experience because one of the tours in Vietnam, he was there. He was also there with Norman Schwarzkopf, and the two of them had a tremendous rapport together, and that was one of the reasons. That's something you just don't forget. And, of course, he did a lot of good things. He did a lot of charitable things that people don't realize, and I commend him for doing that because he didn't have to do any of that.
True enough.
Yep. He had a lot of things that he was helping black underprivileged kids with around the country, and every time I turned around, he was up to something. Okay, hold that thought. We're coming back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And, of course, when we come back, Denise wrote a couple articles there, and we're going to talk about them. Don't go anywhere, as we've got lots of stuff coming back on a Tuesday morning.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.